Today we go on with Zen Bull number 5, Taming the Bull. The whip and rope are necessary. It cannot be put aside, or he might stray off down into the muddy swamps. When well trained, he becomes naturally gentle. Then he obeys his master. It follows your way. Know what you could only dream about. You have managed to find the bull. And not only that, but to sit on it. But they say, the whip and rope are necessary. It cannot be put aside. It means don't relax too early. Don't get too excited that now you have managed. Still you need practice. Still you need to be patient. Still you need to be steady. The whip is awareness, the rope is discipline, training, sadhana. You have to go on. It cannot be put aside. And many people are like, at last I managed. Then, in that joy, again, unawareness, and you fall off. So you have to be steady. It comes a time where you don't need any discipline, but still you need discipline. And nobody likes discipline. But this is another, it's a new kind of discipline. That's why nobody wants to listen. Nobody wants to surrender. But this discipline comes out of your own awareness. That is the different thing. Before, you had to be disciplined. You had to go to school. You had to do your homework. You had to go to work. You had to listen to people you didn't want to listen to. Then, out of your unconsciousness, you have been taking in a lot of things to be disciplined. That is all the habits, that is the control. It's not really yours. No, for the first time, it's another discipline that comes from your own understanding. You've been very lucky, humanists, to find your own power, to reconnect again with your own essence. You managed to sit on the bull. But don't forget that it's totally new. Very easily you can fall off. Very easily you can hurt yourself. The bull is very unruly. Your mind, your habits are very unruly. It can very easily pull you down. It can very easily pull you back. It can very easily get you confused again, unsteady. The mind has an old, long history to get you involved. No, that's what it means. The whip and robe are necessary. It cannot be put aside. Don't get too high. On the whole journey, you should use what you have learned. Now you have managed that. It was almost impossible to think about before. Now you have managed that. Use that insight, use that centering to get even more centered. Use that awareness to get even more aware. Use that effort, that totality that you have used to get even more total. The whip and rope are necessary. It cannot be put aside. Or he might stray off down into the muddy swamps. Again, the bull will run off. Again, your mind will take you down his old familiar path into the darkness, into the bushes, into the muddy swamps. Again, you will get dirty. Again, you will get stuck. It has its own habit. You are not the master yet. When well trained, he becomes naturally gentle. When it's well trained, then he becomes naturally gentle. Because that is your nature. Everybody's nature is to be gentle. Remember, if it's anything else, it's not natural. So all your frustration, anger, jealousy, it must be something unnatural. Where does it come from? And in the beginning, you don't know what is what. Is this real or is it not? Because you're all mixed up. But when well trained, he becomes naturally gentle. Then he obey his master and follow your way. He follow your way because your way is the way. Then everything is smooth. That's what I mean when I say easy is right. Everything is easy if the bull, your energy, your totality, is following your way. And it can only follow your way if you are the way, if you are on the way. It is only one way. And when you are total on that way, then everything follows, because everything follows that way. That is the way. But up till that is accepted is not easy. is always a fight. And that's how it is. It's always a fight between people. Because there is no insight, there is no trust. What to say about people? There is even fight between students and the teacher, even if you want to learn something. Not only students and teacher, but disciples and the master. Arrogance comes up, hurt comes up, projection comes up. And you know. And you can't learn if you are not ready. No matter how much you have done, no matter what you have read. Some people say that, oh, I have been doing this and that. I've been studying so much. I'm an old meditator. So what? If you're going to come and learn how to ride a horse, it doesn't matter how much you've been reading, how many movies you have seen. You know everything. You might know much more than the one who wants to teach you to ride a horse. He knows the horse. And that's how people come. They come with full ideas that they know. Then when you sit on the horse, not even then, you can say the main thing is to get on the horse. And you have to then learn. You have to learn. Nobody can teach you. You have to do it. You have to fall in tune. You have to become friends with the horse. And if the horse feels that you love him and there is trust, then suddenly he will come to you. That's the power of love. That's the power of trust. Then you don't need to do anything then. But that is a total dimension. It has nothing to do with the books. It has nothing to do with knowledge. It has nothing to do with what you have done before. It is an intimacy, it is a spontaneity that happens in the moment. And if it's not there, you fall off. And the bull wants to do its own thing then. And only out of your own experience will it happen. Everything looks the same, but things are very different on the journey. They have an old saying, the Zen people. First the mountains were just mountains. That is how it is for ordinary people. The mountains are mountains, the rivers are rivers. Then you start the search, then you go on an adventure, then you start going into the mystery. Then the mountains are not mountains, the rivers are not rivers. Then everything becomes topsy-turvy. Everything becomes magical. You don't know what is what. All the old disappears. You know that whatever you have learned is not like that. You cannot be sure. No, you have to learn from a totally different side of yourself. Then they say, when you are back again, when you finish the journey, when enlightenment happens, Again, the mountains are mountains, the rivers are rivers. Everything becomes ordinary. But then it's totally clean. Then it's a full circle. You have to go through this chaos of the mind. You have to go through the storm to enjoy the peace. The whip and the rope are necessary. It cannot be put aside, or he might stray off again into the muddy swamps. Because your mind loves it. Everybody loves, all minds, in some mysterious way, loves to go where it's not supposed to go, where you end up in trouble. That is the fight. And so you have to train him good. That's what I'm doing here. I'm teaching you a new path, a new direction, to keep you on the path. You have to be steady. And there's always been this confusion with the discipline and awareness, because awareness, you don't need any discipline. But you need discipline if the awareness is not strong enough. Then definitely you need discipline. You need practice. You need meditation. You need guidance. That is the thing when people say, oh, you already got it. It's nothing to do. Everything is fine. And then the poor seeker is looking around. Everything is fine. Oh, the master says everything is fine. But how come I'm sitting in the shit? This is the paradox. You have to see your own situation. You have to see all the stages, understand these different stages. And you have to be very truthful where you are on the journey. There's no shortcut. I remember always Papaji, he said, there's nothing to do. There's no technique. No, it's not from Papaji, from a master. There is no thing to do. There is no path. There is no technique. But for you, this is the dilemma. And I remember he saying after many years, it didn't work. This way didn't work. Because if you're not ready, then you're not ready. It is so easy. But if it's not that easy, it's not that easy. Be truthful. He says that at the end of the journey. Kakuan says the end of the journey. I'm saying easy is right, but maybe not for you, no? You have to be truthful. So that's the thing. You need discipline and awareness. And only out of awareness can you have true discipline. Otherwise, you will never have true discipline. Then it will just be like you're doing it for some gain. You're learning some business technique to earn more money. No, this is out of your own insight. This is why you are here. And then slowly, slowly, you don't get involved in those things that take you away. You start seeing how much energy you lose in different things. You start cutting it down. You start taking refuge. You relax more and more in the truth, in love, in the Dhamma. That's what the Buddha says, take refuge in the Dhamma. That is the only, no, you have tried this and tried that. Discipline will go by itself. After you are very disciplined, then it will go by itself. I tried to be disciplined. I didn't find discipline anymore because you became the whole discipline. Then you can't lose it then. It's not an effort anymore. You become it, then you forget about it. There's no more discipline, and there's no more effort, there's no more doing. But up to that time, the whip and the rope are necessary. It cannot be put aside. Or he might stray off down into the muddy swamps again. That is the old part. That is no. The mind knows where to go into the swamp. Nothing he knows better. The master teaches you a new path out of the swamp. That is the fight. Who you want to listen to now? If that is not clear, it will be always conflict. And that's why people always fight. But when well trained, he becomes naturally gentle. Then everything falls into its original place. Everything becomes easy, gentle, very clear, very ordinary. Then it becomes just the small things. You know, everything is in harmony. Then everything becomes gentle. No fuss. Then he obeys his master. Then even the mind obeys you because you have seen, you have shown that you are the master. You don't want to be a slave anymore. No, wherever you go, it obeys you. It doesn't try, it doesn't even try to get you away from the path. It has surrender. Your mind even have understood this is how it is. There's no more fight. Then he obeys his master. It follows your way. Because your way is the way. Otherwise he can't follow it. Because the bull is very innocent. It will go, the mind will go its own way, till it finds out that there is a better way. Then even that will understand, oh, this is much better. And that is the day where you say, ah, at last. But remember, that is not the end. It is just a new beginning. Because now you can start riding the bull. How would you look then? Otherwise, you will always fight and fall off. Some people get very excited, you know, when they manage to come up on the Buddha. Then they say, look at me, and then the next boom. It happens always. Then around Papaji and Osho, especially around Papaji, because there was so much up in the air to get it. And then they were totally enlightened, and then they came back from Paris or Italy or Frankfurt after a few months, and then they want enlightenment. What happened? It's very easy to be enlightened in satsang. Then you're riding the bull down. It's more difficult to find it in Rome, in Frankfurt, in Paris, in São Paulo. Beloveds, for what is memory? This question keeps coming up like a flame. Could you please comment? Well, most people, they are just a memory. And what is memory? It's nothing. It's the past. That is memory. What you can remember. Huh? You have the memory which is from the past, that is the memory people. Then you have a different memory. What the Sufis talk about in remembrance, when you remember yourself. But that has nothing to do with the ordinary memory. This memory that people talk about, that is just the psychological memory, you know, it's just all the mind things. And that has to go for you to really remember. That is your whole load of dust. And you can't see your face in the mirror if it's not clean. Many people, they carry a lot of memory. Oh, we know how that person, or that person said that to me, or that person did this. That is a memory, no? Good memories, bad memories. And you carry it unnecessary, because so much water has gone down the Ganges. And who knows about that person who said that or did that? Maybe that person is enlightened now, who knows? That fool, huh? Who hurt you or did that or said something stupid, or this is the whole thing, the people, they carry with them very much unnecessary luggage. And the same thing about yourself. So that is more a mental thing. That is psychological, no? Then you have another memory that is clean. But that is just how you are designed. That is how you are designed, no? Out of your innocence, when you are natural. Then you remember. Because you have to remember things to function. Hmm? Like you drive on the right side of the road. Huh? That is also some kind of memory. You have learned that. And if you go to England, hopefully you learn to go on the left side of the road. Huh? Otherwise, accident. So it's two different things. One comes from more the mind, the ego, your conditioning, that, and then something that is deeper. That you need, that is there anyway. But most of the time, that is much more hidden. That's why it takes so many things to sort through and think about. Because there's so much stuff there, and it's unnecessary. It has nothing to do with the situation now. So most people, they carry too much memory. You don't need it anymore. And what you really need, it's in the computer. You know how to eat with fork and spoon or chopsticks. You know how to walk, you know how to think, you know how to function. Hmm? Then if you don't bring with you all these other things, and it doesn't matter, good thing or bad thing or hurt things, but people are very good to carry with them, and especially bad things, when they get hurt or projections and emotions, then they carry that with them and you're just hurting yourself. That is what memory. When you have cleaned that out of your system, which is the past, then you start functioning more clean, lighter, seeing things as they are, responding more to the moment. And everybody can change. That is the good news. Everybody can change. There's a very famous story. One murderer called Anigulmala. He was there when Buddha was. And he was very feared, because this word, it means that he had like in India they have malas, like the sannyasins have, of 108 beads or 112 beads. But this guy, he had it with fingers. He had a mala of fingers. So he was very, very, and he had said, because he must have been so hurt, some old memory, something have been hurt. So he wanted the mala of 108 fingers. And they said that no, he was 207. And Buddha was into going into that mountain area where he was. And they said, his disciple, no, 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 please, please, master, don't go there. Because this man, he's crazy. He's been killing 107 people. And he just one finger, and then he will be. Huh? People have different dreams. Hmm? It's the greatest thing. Just one finger and everything will be hunky-dory. Just one finger. Can you imagine? That was his whole thing. No, he's 107 people he killed, one more. They said, Buddha, don't go there. He will kill you. He is desperate. His dream is almost fulfilled, just one. And Buddha said, what to do if it's my day today? This is the path we always walk here. We know what to do now. I'm teaching you to be fearless. Then should I go around in the bushes? No. Looks very bad. Come on. And they all are very afraid. And then they come to that little mountain pass, and then Nikulimala was jumping out with this big sword. And he said, you are not afraid of me? And I said, why? Why? Why are you so angry? And they said he looked in Buddha's eyes, and for the first time he saw somebody who wasn't afraid of him. And that triggers, of course, something in you. Some kind of recognition. This is also some kind of memory. He had never seen that. It was no fear. It's like looking into a cow. There's no way. How can you kill it? Or they kill cows all the time. I forget. This is the human beings, and they kill people all the time also, so it's the same thing. But to kill the Buddha is very difficult, because all the human being, and then the no fear, and that whole aura around him. And then Buddha was talking to him, what are you doing? Instead of running around here scaring people and killing people, come with me, then you will be fulfilled. You think you get fulfilled only killing me for one finger more? Look the ridiculousness of it. Come. And something happened. And he became a great disciple. He came with him. It changed. And in India, in some of the Buddhist places, he has his own temple. With the, all bloody and just like Kalima. It's another side, but it's just a sign. Everybody can change. You just need a reminder. You just need to come into good company. And then you no matter how much you have been forgetting, you will start remembering again. You will start feeling something else. Something that you had totally forgotten, because you can feel it before, you haven't seen it before. But when you see it, when you feel it, then you have to believe it then. So this is the real miracles. My beloved Master, it's the miracle of you that keeps me here. I don't write so often, mostly because it's difficult for me to manage to express what is happening. How is it possible to express how grateful I am for you, for being here, and for all the gifts that this life with you brings? Every time I write, thank you, I experience that words will never be sufficient to express this gratitude. No, words cannot do it, but still, words can do a lot now. Even when you say words cannot do it, they still can do things. And still, what can I say but thank you 1,000 times? I have been through a long period where many things have been happening and changing inside of me. I feel as if I am in the center of a giant spring cleaning without the opportunity to control what is happening. Well, that's very good. That at last you can control it. We try to control up to a time, then one time it just doesn't work now. Then either you can be fearful and sit down, or you can enjoy. And this is the only two things. In my suggestion, always enjoy. You know, if you're in the washing machine and put it on, either you just enjoy or you freak out. I'm always amazed. The situation is like it is. Why not just relax into it? No, they can't accept it. They fight, and you're in the washing machine, relax. When the program is finished, you get pulled out. At one point in this cleaning process, everything turned into lies. I was a lie. Everything I said was a lie. Everything I did was a lie. Everything I did, thought, saw, and felt was a lie. Constantly, one observer unmasks yet another fake I. That is very good. This is all the different levels. You have to see it, and sometimes it's very painful. Because we thought we knew. You thought you could keep it together. Then everything falling apart. I wanted to die. It felt unbearable to exist in all the lies. Everything felt like separation from the truth. And even more unbearable than the separation was the fact that I could not do anything to make the separation end. Why is that unbearable? That is surrender, let it go, accept. Why should you always try to be in control? What is happening is happening. No, accept that it's happening, relax, whatever it is. Or fight it, then it becomes unbearable. Then even more are you a loser, because you didn't manage to stop it. You didn't manage to do anything. Why should you do something in the beginning? It is happening. Even more unbearable than the separation was the fact that I could not do anything to make the separation end. It is a time for everything. And that's why I go on reminding you, and this is why you say, how can you thank me? Because you knew underneath that this is how it's supposed to be. It has to go. When you live in an old rotten house, and then you say, really, I want a new house. And then you call the construction company and then the guy comes. Then you don't start complaining when he starts tearing down the house. That's why you are here. Relax. Everything is fine. Have trust. And in the process, they are screaming, you are screaming. Then, one wall is gone, the roof. And then they come, what are you doing? But you wanted it. Don't you remember? That is what you called me. That is what sannyas is all about. But I'm so cold, it's raining in. Before it was a roof there, but now it's no roof. hoo-hoo, what is happening? Relax. We are doing it as good as we can. Relax. It has to go. So you become more real. Otherwise, you just have to stay in the old house now. Or we can do it the Indian way. We just paint on top. That's what they do in India. You just paint on top and it looks very nice. But then you poke and it's just cardboard boxes that looks like concrete. It's not stable. This led me to where I am right now, to start off the realization that I know nothing. I have no idea of who I am. I don't know where I'm going. I'm helpless. Or I'm starting to see how helpless I really am. I can't do anything. Everything has been proven a lie because I'm still separated. But now you know, then there is hope. The worst thing is when you think you are joined and you are not, then nothing is possible. When you see, then everything is possible then. That is the good news. That is beautiful, and this is how it, everybody has to, in sooner or later, you know, and here, like every time, some people haven't come there, some people are in the middle of it, some people are finished with it, some people are very finished with it. You have all the different stages. That's why it's so good to be in the family. Because you can see. And you can always get support. But everybody has to go through this. Because when you're helpless, no, if you are already fine, then how can you receive them? How can you receive when you already are so full? That's why it's not about getting more, it's about emptying. Like the old Zen story when the disciple wanted to know about God or Buddha. Have a cup of tea. Then he poured and poured and poured and poured. The master poured and the tea was floating all over the place. And the man said, was thinking with this, what is this? Is this a master or what? He's not even aware what he's doing. Already the mind comes. He was judging the master. He's not aware. I'm asking about Buddha and he's making a mess in his nice Zen monastery. The tea is floating all over the place. He said, hey, stop, what are you doing? And the master said, this is you. How can I feel anything? You are already full. You're already running all over the place, just blabbering. Even if your mouth is shut, you're just blabbering. And this is my problem also. I just see all the blabbering is oozing out. Even your mouth is shut, your ears, your nose, your eye, everything is blabbering. There, have a cup of tea. No, empty yourself, empty your cup, then we can have a cup of tea. I don't know, maybe he got very hurt. Me, I'm an old meditator. I already been studying Sip Sap Zen for many, many times there. And you telling me. Or maybe he clicked, that nobody knows. And thank you, I will be quiet. I will go and peel the potatoes and wait. That nobody knows. It's a time for everything. So this is the thing, when you start to see, And you said, this led me to where I am right now, to start off the realization that I know nothing, I have no idea of who I am, I don't know where I'm going, I am helpless. God loves the one that is helpless, no? Because you still know how to function, you know how to make food, make your bed, go shopping, no problem. You're not helpless. But something in you is ready. And it has to, this is the cleansing. Or I'm starting to see how helpless I really am. I can't do anything. Everything has been proven a lie because I am still separated. The only time I experience the truth is with you in satsang. For a short, beautiful moment, I disappear. Without you, without satsang, I don't know the difference between truth and lie. But isn't it nice? You have me, you have satsang. What more do you need? I could change the whole world for my master. Who cares? It didn't work, but I had my master. That he knew that, and then he was very happy. Then he took care of me. I was helpless. Maybe this is because everything that is not truth has to be experienced as lie, as false, as separation. Can you please comment on this? I love you, Bhavya. Maybe this is because everything that is not truth has to be experienced as a lie, as false, as separation. Yeah, everything has to be experienced. That is how it is. Because only when you experience it, then you know then. That's what I mean. You can't, doesn't matter how much you read or think or philosophize, you have to experience it. You have your own experience, then you know it. No matter what other people say, you know now. This is how it is. Then you become steady. Then a different kind of strength is coming. No, I know. You don't believe, you know. You become unshakable. If you don't know, you don't know. You always wishy-washy, go from the left to the right all the time, you never see. It means that you haven't really seen how things are. You have to investigate deeper. You have to, this maybe this is because everything that is not truth has to be experienced as a lie, as false, as separation, yes. Because when you know what is false, then you know what is real. If it's all mixed up, you don't know then. You will always be confused. That's why it's good to also go through some pain, some suffering, some hurt, because then you start seeing what are you doing to yourself. And then when you know what is false, what is a lie, then if you're intelligent, then you stay away from that. That is the good news. When you know something, when your awareness becomes more sharp, then you know now. You have experienced it. Because again, the mind wants to take you there. If you are not alert, just like they said, you need the discipline and the whip. You need awareness and discipline. You need both. Like I say, you need love. Without love, nothing is possible. But also you need awareness. Otherwise, you will just go in places and things will happen. You have no idea. You will be in the mud again. But when you know, then something really starts happening. If you don't know, then you are excused then. Because you don't know. Go in and get burnt. like you have little children, you can tell them that the candle is hot. You can tell them, what is hot? Then they put the finger in, ow! That is hot, my dear. Aha. And if it's an intelligent child, then it doesn't do it again then. If it's not so intelligent, ow, ow, ow. What to do? Soon or later, hopefully, they go beyond that stage and start exploring different things in life, no? That's how it is through the whole life. Then see different things you have to understand, you have to feel, you have to get burnt. Then you will see, slowly, slowly. Then you don't do it anymore, then you cut that out. Then life becomes more and more simple. Then you will be surprised. Oh my God, can it be so simple? Yes, it can. Because you don't do all these unnecessary things. But one thing is for sure, Bhavya, you are in the right valley. So you must be a lucky woman. How did you end up here? Do you know? No. Yeah, that's it. That's what you have to keep in the heart, no matter what. This is how it is. Just trust. Beloved, I'm back, and it's so good, so healing, delicious. Delicious it is. Not so much to say about the lostness, just old habits of tensions, etc. Vipassana is amazing, such a healing for my restless mind. It makes me cry to think about the gift of being here with you. I'm a totally hopeless case without you. You see, Bhavya, you're not alone. And maybe only I know these secrets, but only for these hopeless cases, is there any hope? Maybe still you are so hopeless that you don't know that. But it's only for the hopeless cases that there is any hope. Huh? It's only the black sheep that can become white. Meditate on it. Today, when the pling of the bell marked the end of the Vipassana session, the sun suddenly visited us over the mountaintop, shining straight at us. Amazing, amazing. As if you had arranged it all. I know I'm a fool most of the time, letting the gifts of life slip me by. But it's so good when I can feel them again. And I trust that awareness is growing. In tears of gratitude, Vimal. It's very easy that the gift slips by. But then also you know how to appreciate it when they are there again. But don't you start getting tired of coming and going? No, you're back again now. Huh? It's nice to be back, no? Just stay now. And I trust awareness is growing. It is growing. It has to grow because more and more you see this game. And that's why I take care of you, Vimal, because you are hopeless without me, you know. You have to take refuge in the Buddha. That's what Buddha said. Buddha charanam gacchami. Buddham charanam gacchami. I take refuge in the Buddha, in the truth, in the law. You have to do what is necessary sometimes. Like the American who was traveling in England. In a train with an Englishman and a little old English lady with her pet Pekingese little dog. They had a little coupe, they had traveled only a short distance when the dog throws up all over the American trouser. As a sort of apologizing, the English woman fondles her dog and comforts the dog, saying, "Poor, poor little doggy, you have a bad little tummy ache." Totally ignoring the American with puke all over his pants. Just few minutes later, the dog raises his legs and pisses all over the American. Again, the old English lady is consoling her dog, saying, "Poor itsy bitsy doggy. It's very cold in the winter and you have a bad bladder." Half an hour later, the dog shits all over the Yanks' shoes. No, it's enough. Freaking out, he stands up, grab the dog and throw it out the window. At this point, the other Englishman is finally commenting something, saying, you Americans are peculiar a lot. You speak the wrong language. You live on the wrong side of the ocean. And not only that, you throw the wrong thing out the window. Sometimes you have to do what is necessary. You know? It's not always easy to see what is right and what is wrong in life. You have to be spontaneous.
Aum Shanti.
Buddham Sharanam Gacchami.